Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we read the second and last hadith in this chapter with regard to sticking and holding firm onto the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and avoiding all types of new things in deen, whether it is the old bid'at that we know, like making uras, etc., or the new bid'at of modernism, of changing, giving Islam a facelift and making Islam fit into modern society, changing Islam to fit into modern Western society. All that is totally haram. We have to follow the original Islam that was given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. A further explanation of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam joined his index and middle finger to show the closeness of Qiyamah. In the hadith it comes that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam joined his middle finger and the index finger and said that me and Qiyamah have come like this, that is so close. That is, Qiyamah is very, very close now and there is no time to waste whatsoever. A person should get ready immediately. And more closer than Qiyamah is our every individual's Qiyamah, that is his mort. And there is nothing that is more guaranteed than mort. And there is nothing that is more doubtful than life. We don't know whether we're going to live the next moment. And mort is guaranteed for every person. There is no doubt that a person can escape mort. But what is guaranteed, we don't prepare for. And what is doubtful, we are preparing all the time for the doubtful. For this dunya things, to increase our dunya, to make our dunya better, we are making effort for that all the time. And what is 100% sure, maut, we hardly think about maut. So to prepare for maut is even more out of the question. Further, it comes in the hadith, they are for me and are my responsibility. That is in the hadith that we read, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that if a person passes away and he leaves inheritance, the inheritance will be for his family people, his wife, his children, the husband, whoever are going to inherit. And if there is an end, if the person is left with debt, which he had incurred, interest-free debt, and he had a sincere intention to pay it, but he could not pay it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I take responsibility for paying those debts. What is the mercy and kindness of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And also, if a person leaves children, especially small children, orphan children, and there is nobody to look after them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's my responsibility. I will look after them. That is, what is for your benefit, that's for you. But if there's anything like against you, I take the responsibility of that. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, how much of love, kindness he has got. And what a Nabi of mercy he is to us. Yet we don't follow his ways and we follow the ways of his enemies. This means that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would handle the death of orphans left by the deceased and see to their needs. In the light of other narrations, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarded death as his responsibility in the case where a person incurred a legitimate interest-free debt and the individual had an intention to settle the debt. However, death overtook him. Wherever a person incurred a debt out of necessity and he limited it, etc., Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took the responsibility of paying that debt. Further, the hadith teaches us that the best path to follow is that of the Quran and Sunnah, while the worst is that of innovation. A person is always 100% safe when he follows the teachings of the Quran and Hadith as they have come. And when we start bringing new things into our deen, then a person is walking on very dangerous ground and that is greatly disliked. The deen has been completed by Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left us with a perfect deen and that is what we should follow. And as mentioned in the hadith of Hazrat Irba Sariya ibn Irba, in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I make wasiyyat, I advise you, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafa' al-rashideen al-mahdiyeen. Always follow my sunnah and the sunnah of the khulafa' al-rashideen. And wa iyyakum wa muhdathati al-umur. And be very, very careful. I'm warning you against bringing new things in deen. فَإِنَّ كُلُّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلُّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. Every new thing is a, every bid'ah, muhdith, a new thing is a bid'ah. And a bid'ah is in the fire of Jahannam. So we should be very careful that we don't bring new things in deen. We follow the original deen that was given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam given at the beginning of this hadith provides with a clear indication of his physical state when he encountered disobedience. As we read, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave his khutbah, his eyes would become red. He would raise his voice like an angry person, like a person, a commander of the army, and the enemy is already attacking. At that time, how the commander of the army goes beyond his normal system, and he warns the soldiers under him how they should attack, etc. Like that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever he saw the disobedience of Allah, that was it, that his condition became like that. We just give a smile, we see somebody breaking the laws of Allah. In our family, somebody is not regular with namaz, somebody is not keeping a sunnah pier, the women are not observing hijab, and we don't feel anything. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could not handle such matters as a normal person. He became very upset. Wherever the law of Allah was broken, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam became very angry and very upset. No matter who it can be then, the most closest person, but whoever breaks the law of Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could not tolerate that at all. He would sound a warning, just as a person would warn of an approaching army. This stemmed from his deep compassion for the ummah and his fear of the difficult conditions of the day of Qiyamah. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had in front of him all the time. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared, if you people knew what I know, that is about the qabr, akhirat, I would see you laughing very little and I would see you crying a lot. But we are unmindful, we don't think of our qabr. We live as though we are going to live forever, and we haven't got the fear of the day of Qiyamah. Those things, to cultivate them in us is absolutely essential, and that will correct our lives. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq for that. It is compulsory for a community to take care of the needs of orphans and widows. This also in the hadith teaches us that in our community, if there are any people in difficulty, widows, etc., and also orphans, then the community should take responsibility. In the absence of the Islamic Khilafat, which we don't even think as a purpose of ours to establish the Khilafat, and that we should work, at least make dua, that Allah establishes the Islamic Khilafat, and that takes care of all the matters. But in the absence of that, it is the duty of the community to look after all orphans, widows, etc. Today, nobody worries about the widows, about the orphans, what their plight is, what their condition is. Nobody is concerned. Even immediate family people abandon them. Whereas this is a great responsibility and duty. May Allah give us tawfiq to learn our deen, practice our deen, and realize what a complete, beautiful deen Allah has given us. That is a perfect way of life, how to love. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.